our communion service on this second Sunday of Easter. We had a wonderful, joyous Easter celebration last week, with many of you taking part and giving glory to God. It was very well done. We're continuing this morning to celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our theme for today is risen and alive. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord Jesus, we come with joy to worship you this morning, our risen Saviour, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory. You are worthy of the highest praise.
Thank you.
You rose victorious over sin and death and opened up the way to eternal life. We praise and worship you. The whole earth is full of your glory. You are worthy to receive power and strength, wisdom and might, honor and glory and praise. So Lord, come now and make your presence known. As we've gathered here to bring you our worship, feed us with your word. Send your Holy Spirit on your church. Fill us and thrill us with your presence, and warm our hearts as we worship. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have a call to worship on the screen. So let's stand, and we'll remain standing to begin to worship God. Let's stand. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. So we're going to sing, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne." As we stand, let's just maybe two or three people might just like to speak out some words of praise or thanks, just a sentence, just saying thank you to God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's be seated. Just a moment of quiet, and then we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together, which will be on the screen. So let's pray this prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, we have something special to do now. Of course, every time we meet together to worship God, it's a very special and lovely time. But today we have the joy of welcoming Val into membership of this church. Val is already a valued worshipping member of our congregation, but now desires to commit to church membership. And becoming a church member is a commitment, but not to an organisation. We commit ourselves to each other. We commit to live in loving and forgiving relationships with each other. And we commit to using our gifts to the glory of God and to take our part in the work, mission, and witness of the church. So Val, can I ask you to come and join me at the front? So first Val is going to say something.
I was the deacon here a good 10 years ago when Peter died and I couldn't stay, so I went to Cornwall. But I've missed the church very much. Even being in Cornwall, it wasn't the same. And I'm glad to be back amongst you all. Thank you.
Brilliant, well done. So now I'm going to ask Val some questions, and there will be a question on the screen for the whole congregation, which will require an answer. So Val, do you confess your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you seek to follow Christ as Lord of your life and to trust in his mercy alone to bring you into the fullness of the life to come?
I do.
And do you promise, trusting in God's grace, to be faithful in public and private worship, to live in the fellowship of the church, to share its witness, and to take your part in church meeting?
By the grace of God, I do.
So, a question on the screen. Do you, as church members, welcome Val into the fellowship of this church and promise to support her with prayer and encouragement?
We do.
Praise the Lord. So, Margaret is going to come and offer Val the right hand of fellowship.
Val, it's a great privilege to welcome you back to church membership. And we give you every blessing. Welcome back to the church family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. We're just going to pray for Val now. Let's just put a hand. Lord God, we thank you for Val and all that she is. We thank you for her love for you and her desire to be a part of this church fellowship and membership. And Lord, we pray that you would anoint Val now for service. Lord, that you would stir up those gifts that you have given her. Lord, that you'd fill her with your Holy Spirit as she serves you with joy and with thanksgiving. So come, Lord, and fill her now. Bless her, Lord. May your blessing be upon her now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to stand to sing again. And this is a song which is, it's not a hymn of praise. It's a song that says we are committed to each other as a fellowship. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let's stand to sing. So let's be seated. And Margaret's going to bring us the church news now. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's lovely to be back here with you all again, and a warm welcome to you to our service today. And if you're visiting or here for the first time, an especially warm welcome, and thank you for choosing to join our service here at the Congregational Church. Service is led by Reverend Jackie Gavin, who is a member of our church family. I trust you've all had a pleasant week and not be too sort of overwhelmed by all the wet weather. It was a special service of thanksgiving on Thursday for the life of the late Irene Ashton, who was a dear member of our church family here. And yesterday I received a message from Annette, who was Irene's daughter, to say, would I please convey her thanks for the welcome that she and her family received at church on Thursday for the service of thanksgiving. Sincere thanks to Jackie, and thank you to all the church members who attended. And she ended by saying it was a very memorable service and one that she really wouldn't forget. So thank you to everybody on behalf of Annette and Irene's family for making Thursday such a special service for them. The coming week, the details for the events are as on the pew slip, but a reminder that it is the church meeting on Wednesday. Get the day right. still in Wales a little bit. So yes, church meeting on Wednesday at 7:30 in the lounge. And just a reminder that 2 weeks today we will have our friends from the Citadel Church in Romania with us. So that will be a really joyful occasion. And we will be having cafe church on that morning. So if anybody would like to help with preparing the breakfast, I'm trying to organise the service and I will organise the service. But anybody that would like to help, please do let me know. There are some contacts left on the table over there if you're able to. If yours is still there, or if you're able to deliver one and have a word with someone who is a member of our church family and not able to be here, that would be greatly appreciated. I had a little card passed to me earlier this morning, and it was from Sheila Allen, and she wanted to say thank you to all who took part in the Easter Sunday service last week. I enjoyed it so very much and found it very uplifting, from Sheila. So I'll put it on the board, but I think Sheila obviously was really inspired, and it was a lovely service. I listened to it on the radio in the car in Tenby. And it was truly magical. I could picture, the characters. I could picture the actual event, and I thought, what a shame it would only have happened that last Sunday. I'm sure it would have been something wonderful to be able to share. So I'm sorry I missed it, but a wonderful, wonderful service. Thank you for the offerings that you make this morning, for God's work here in our church in Market Harbour, and for our partner church in Targamores. Your gifts are greatly appreciated, and we ask for God's guidance and blessing to make sure that we use them wisely for his purpose. Joe has put together bunches of flowers. They're in a bucket, so as you go out, please do help yourself. They're flowers from Irene's Thanksgiving service. So her family were very anxious that we should enjoy the beauty of them still for a few more days. So please do take some. Refreshments will be served in the Jubilee Hall after the service. So please, please do join us for that. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Margaret. So our theme this morning, Risen and Alive. And that was a beautiful service last week as we listened to several members of the congregation being cross-examined as witnesses to the resurrection. Very effective and powerful way of demonstrating how those who Jesus appeared to following his resurrection were never the same again. So why? Why did Jesus appear to certain individuals? It clearly wasn't to prove a point. If that had been his purpose, he would have appeared to the Jewish and Roman authorities, those who condemned him to death. But he didn't. And it appears Jesus had other priorities. We're going to listen to our first reading now from Luke chapter 24. Joe is going to come and read that.
It's Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with him, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
You rose victorious over sin and death and opened up the way to eternal life. We praise and worship you. The whole earth is full of your glory. You are worthy to receive power and strength, wisdom and might, honor and glory and praise. So Lord, come now and make your presence known. As we've gathered here to bring you our worship, feed us with your word. Send your Holy Spirit on your church. Fill us and thrill us with your presence. And warm our hearts as we worship. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have a call to worship on the screen. So let's stand, and we'll remain standing to begin to worship God. Let's stand. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. So we're going to sing, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne." As we stand, let's just maybe two or three people might just like to speak out some words of praise or thanks, just a sentence, just saying thank you to God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's be seated. Just a moment of quiet, and then we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together, which will be on the screen. So let's pray this prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, we have something special to do now. Of course, every time we meet together to worship God, it's a very special and lovely time. But today we have the joy of welcoming Val into membership of this church. Val is already a valued worshipping member of our congregation, but now desires to commit to church membership. And becoming a church member is a commitment. Not to an organisation, we commit ourselves to each other. We commit to live in loving and forgiving relationships with each other. And we commit to using our gifts to the glory of God and to take our part in the work, mission and witness of the church. So Val, can I ask you to come and join me at the front? So first Val is going to say something.
That's probably most of it now. I was the deacon here a good 10 years ago when Peter died and I couldn't stay, so I went to Cornwall. But I've missed the church very much. Even being in Cornwall, it wasn't the same. And I'm glad to be back amongst you all. Thank you.
Brilliant, well done. So now I'm going to ask Val some questions, and there will be a question on the screen for the whole congregation, which will require an answer. Oops. So Val, do you confess your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you seek to follow Christ as Lord of your life and to trust in his mercy alone to bring you into the fullness of the life to come?
I do.
And do you promise, trusting in God's grace, to be faithful in public and private worship, to live in the fellowship of the church, to share its witness, and to take your part in church meeting?
By the grace of God, I do.
So, a question on the screen. Do you, as church members, welcome Val into the fellowship of this church and promise to support her with prayer and encouragement?
We do.
Praise the Lord. So Margaret is going to come and offer Val the right hand of fellowship.
Val, it's a great privilege to welcome you back to church membership. And we give you every blessing. Welcome back to the church family.
Thank you.
We're just going to pray for Val now. Let's just put a hand. Lord God, we thank you for Val and all that she is. We thank you for her love for you and her desire to be a part of this church fellowship and membership. And Lord, we pray that you would anoint Val now for service. Lord, that you would stir up those gifts that you have given her. Lord, that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit as she serves you with joy and with thanksgiving. So come, Lord, and fill her now. Bless her, Lord. May your blessing be upon her, now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to stand to sing again. And this is a song which is, it's not a hymn of praise. It's a song that says we are committed to each other as a fellowship. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let's stand to sing. So let's be seated. And Margaret's going to bring us the church news now. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be back here with you all again, and a warm welcome to you to our service today. And if you're visiting or here for the first time, an especially warm welcome, and thank you for choosing to join our service here at the Congregational Church. Service is led by Reverend Jackie Gavin, who is a member of our church family. I trust you've all had a pleasant week and not be too sort of overwhelmed by all the wet weather. It was a special service of thanksgiving on Thursday for the life of the late Irene Ashton, who was a dear member of our church family here. And yesterday I received a message from Annette, who was Irene's daughter, to say, would I please convey her thanks for the welcome that she and her family received at church on Thursday for the service of thanksgiving. Sincere thanks to Jackie, and thank you to all the church members who attended. And she ended by saying it was a very memorable service and one that she really wouldn't forget. So thank you to everybody on behalf of Annette and Irene's family for making Thursday such a special service for them. The coming week, the details for the events are as on the pew slip, but a reminder that it is the church meeting on Wednesday. Get the day right. still in Wales a little bit. So yes, church meeting on Wednesday at 7:30 in the lounge. And just a reminder that 2 weeks today we will have our friends from the Citadel Church in Romania with us, so that will be a really joyful occasion, and we will be having cafe church on that morning. So if anybody would like to help with preparing the breakfast, I'm trying to organise the service, and I will organise the service, but anybody that would like to help, please do let me know. There are some contacts left on the table over there if you're able to, if yours is still there, or if you're able to deliver one and have a word with someone who is a member of our church family and not able to be here, that would be greatly appreciated. I had a little card passed to me earlier this morning, and it was from Sheila Allen, and she wanted to say thank you to all who took part in the Easter Sunday service last week. I enjoyed it so very much and found it very uplifting. From Sheila. So I'll put it on the board, but I think Sheila obviously was really inspired, and it was a lovely service. I listened to it on the radio in the car in Tenby. And it was truly magical. I could picture, the characters. I could picture the actual event, and I thought, what a shame it would only have happened that last Sunday. I'm sure it would have been something wonderful to be able to share. So I'm sorry I missed it, but a wonderful, wonderful service. Thank you for the offerings that you make this morning, for God's work here in our church in Market Harbour, and for our partner church in Targamores. Your gifts are greatly appreciated, and we ask for God's guidance and blessing to make sure that we use them wisely for his purpose. Joe has put together bunches of flowers. They're in a bucket, so as you go out, please do help yourself. They're flowers from Irene's Thanksgiving service, so her family were very anxious that we should enjoy the beauty of them still for a few more days, so please do take some. Refreshments will be served in the Jubilee Hall after the service, so please, please do join us for that. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Margaret. So our theme this morning, Risen and Alive. And that was a beautiful service last week as we listened to several members of the congregation being cross-examined as witnesses to the resurrection. Very effective and powerful way of demonstrating how those who Jesus appeared to following his resurrection were never the same again. So why? Why did Jesus appear to certain individuals? It clearly wasn't to prove a point. If that had been his purpose, he would have appeared to the Jewish and Roman authorities, those who condemned him to death. But he didn't. And it appears Jesus had other priorities. We're going to listen to our first reading now from Luke chapter 24. Joe is going to come and read that.
It's Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with him assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread."